This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi there, this is Gretel Scarlett and you're with Leo on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Friday morning show into the last hour of the show with Leo on Joy 94.9. Since graduating from WAPA, is it WAPA? In 2008, my next guest has gone on to star in some of the biggest productions, including Blood Brothers, Mamma Mia and Wicked. She's currently starring in the new production of Grease, playing the role of Sandy here in Melbourne. A big Joy welcome to Gretel Scarlett. How are
Thank
you going?
Thank you. It's so lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's okay, doll. Now, I guess the first thing we should talk about is this extreme heat. Now, from a singer doing shows nearly every night, how does it affect your voice, this heat?
It's been pretty tough on the cast, actually, because we go from one extreme to the other. You're outside in this heat, and then you go inside and they, like, blast the aircon because we're so hot. So it's quite drying. So everyone's trying to stock up on lots of fluids. We keep getting reminded by our directors and that sort of those people in the building to keep our fluids up, because it does dry straight away. So you've got to, I don't have my aircon on at all, and I try and keep myself warm so that it's not too extreme, the temperatures, because it is quite shocking to the body. This is crazy.
Now, I guess growing up in Queensland, you're used to the heat.
Yeah.
Now, you began singing and dancing from the age of 4 and drum classes from age 8. Do you remember your first show at school, you started in?
Oh, my first show. Yeah, I think the first time I was a part of like a proper musical at school was The Princess and the Pea.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and I was the jester. So I got to do all the little singing numbers here and there and a bit of a, you know, a comic number and some dances. So it was great. It was a good time, and I remember it very fondly.
Now, you moved to Sydney when you were 15, which I guess changed your life quite heavily.
Dramatically.
Because you actually were into dance, but you first to rethink your options thanks to an injury.
Yeah.
What happened during this time when you were trying to find everything? And
yeah, well, it was I had moved down to Sydney to go to Newtown High School of Performing Arts, and it was just something that happened. I was offered a scholarship to do full-time ballet in the first 5 weeks. So I left school but continued it as homeschooling. But during this time, I sort of figured out a lot of stuff and a lot of passion in myself that I wasn't just happy doing ballet all the time. So this was something that I just, when I had quit, I went back to scratch, and I just knew that there was a part of me that wanted to go back into performing. So I sort of went all through these crazy places, because I did get injuries, and I am very educationally based. So I liked doing science and maths and all that sort of stuff at school. So I wanted to sort of nurture that part of me too and have a bit of a backup plan. So I did a year of nuclear medicine at Sydney Uni, and then I don't know, something struck in me, and it was halfway through the year, and I was like, I need to go back to what I wanted to do, which was music theatre all along. And I auditioned for WAPA, the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts, and I was accepted. So it all turned around.
WAPA has had some big names through its doors. I mean, Hugh Jackman, Lucy McCune, and your fellow stage performer, Lucy Durack.
Yeah.
Now, I have visions of fame when I hear WAPA, because it's just like, is it all singing and dancing and like fame, or is it a bit different?
It's a bit different, actually. I think that's something that everyone sort of, I don't know, figures it's going to be like, people dancing on tables and jamming around with guitars and just breaking out into song and dance. No, it's a little bit more stressful than that. It's sort of a lot of people sitting around learning lines, or in your lunch break you have like a big green area that everyone just sort of hangs out at, but it's, you all sort of got to do your own stuff, because in your free time you need to learn things and continue to practice things. So some people will be in a practice room, and so it's not that sort of big cafeteria style get up and jam on a piano sort of concept. So it's generally a lot more hard work than what is shown in fame.
Now, when you graduate graduated in 2008, you went on to star in shows like Blood Brothers and Mamma Mia and Wicked. We had a lot of understudy roles. Now, it must be hard being an understudy because you have to remember everything, but you don't get to perform every night. So we're sort of at the stage where I'm the queen of understudies.
Yeah, pretty much. It's such a hard job. That's why I always give big ups to swings and understudies and covers, because you don't get to do it 8 shows a week. So you're never going to be as good as you ever want to be, because you don't get that practice and you don't get that 6-week rehearsal process with people that you're going to be on stage with. So it's literally like going out there blind, and you see lights and you see smoke and you see all sorts of costumes for the first time from a totally different perspective. So it was a really challenging thing to do, but I did enjoy it. But they did get to a point where I was like, I need to up this now. I can't continue to be the understudy all the time, because I wasn't fulfilled completely. So this just came out of the blue, and you know, it's fantastic.
My special guest on the Friday Morning Show is Gretel Scarlett. She is currently playing Sandy in the new production of Grease, which we'll talk about next, Doll. Now, Olivia Newton-John is not only a gay icon, but she's also brought Sandy to life on the big screen. Now, I want to play a track that this is from the Australian cast recording of Grease. This is you and the lovely Rob Mills.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Summer Nights. Enjoy.
Summer sun, something's begun. Then, all the summer nights. The arcade.
We went strolling, drank lemonade.
We made out under the dock.
We stayed out until 10 o'clock.
Summer fling, don't mean a thing, but all those summer nights.
G'day guys, I'm Shannon Nolan. You're switched on to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon Noel. Now, he starred in Blood Brothers in the UK. Did you know that, Miss Gretel Scarlett?
I didn't.
There you go. Gretel is my special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show. She's currently playing the role of Sandy in Grease in Melbourne, a new stage production here in Melbourne. Love the show. Now, I saw it on opening night, and I have to say, playing such an iconic role made by one of this country's most treasured icons, it must be really, really daunting.
Absolutely.
For a performer. And take us through the audition process of Grease and how you got the part of Sandy.
Well, it is extremely daunting to get into this sort of role itself with all the big hoo-ha that's above it. That's difficult. But I didn't actually put in for it to start off with. I don't know, there was something in me that sort of said, no, don't put yourself in for Sandy. I thought it would be already cast as such. I just thought they would have had someone in mind to base the musical around. So I put myself in for a pink lady, and I auditioned here in Melbourne. And the first day was just doing my own songs that I chose. So they asked me to sing them, and then they asked me to come back, and they gave me some material. It was Sandy material and a couple of other pink ladies. And I had to come back the next day and do a dance call. And they were doing, I think it was about 10 dance calls that day, and there was about 40 people in each section, and just culling from there. So it was pretty much an open call. They saw as many people as possible. I think it was close to 1,500 people they saw for just just Melbourne and Sydney. And then the next day they asked me to come back and do all the songs and scenes that I'd learned. And I was in there for about 30, 35 minutes, and they were just getting me to do Sandy stuff over and over and singing the songs and Hopelessly Devoted and all this sort of stuff. And then I went outside afterwards and they asked if they could fly me to Sydney. And I mean, this whole time I was just thinking, well, maybe they were seeing me for a pink lady understudy Sandy or something like that. So I went to Sydney and they called me up the day before and said, we need you to come in a bit earlier because we want to do some one-on-one work with you, with the directors. And that was fine. So I came in a bit earlier. And then in the afternoon session, we had this panel of about 8 people, and there was the big guys from the UK were there, and we just brought in people one by one. I read opposite a couple of guys, and then right at the end of the day I was still standing, and Rob Mills walked in, and we ended up being the last couple reading. And apparently they just had a reaction when we left the room, and they just went, that's them, something, I don't know, a spark.
Speaking of Rob Mills, now he is a very charming, very cheeky Rob Mills. Now he's come such a long way from Australian Idol. He's worked really hard over the years on his craft and his voice. Now, really, how hard is it to kiss Rob every night?
So hard. I love Rob. He is divine. He is such a beautiful man, and he's been so supportive of me since day dot. Even at the audition, he was so nurturing, and I don't know. I feel a special connection with him. I think I'm so blessed to have him as my first on stage boyfriend. He's an absolute divine man.
Now, the cast on the new production also includes huge names like Val Lehman from Prisoner, Bert Newton, Tom McKinney, and Anthony Clear. What goes on behind the scenes of Grease? So who's the practical joker?
Oh.
No, who do you go to for advice, and who's the diva?
Okay. They're all Todd. No. I'm joking. No, Todd brings a lot of humour backstage, especially for me. I think I'm just like, I just laugh at him. He's like a peanut gallery. In Sydney especially, we had some chairs set up and he would just heckle anyone who walked past. It was great. It was good fun. Bert's there and he's pretty much the grandfather of the cast, but I did Wicked with Bert, so I feel like he is a bit of a grandfather to me.
Yeah,
and then you've got Anthony. I hardly get to see Anthony during the show because our dressing rooms are so far apart and he does one song in it, so it's sort of like he comes and goes and I'm like, oh, where is he? So
you can't miss him.
No, you can't. And then there's Rob, he's next door. We always just yell at each other and, you know, have a bit of a love-hate relationship. And then there's the beautiful Stephen May and Lucy Maunder, who I went to Whopper with. They were 2 years ahead of me, and it's great to have them on there too because we sort of have a bit of a history, so there's lots of chat that goes on. And I sort of get up to no good with all the wiggies and the backstage crew, the wardrobe. They keep me entertained.
And now the guy that plays Eugene is following me on Instagram.
Yeah, Eli.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
He's the best. He's my favourite biology buddy, and if he's listening, I don't know whether he will be.
He should be.
I'm sending him lots of love.
Now, finally, Girdle, musical theatre has really increased, I guess, in popularity with young people thanks to shows like Glee and Smash. Now, I understand you had a dream duet with a musical theatre legend and a Glee star in Melbourne. Is that right?
No, Kristen? I had it with Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. It was like, it was very, it was not set up or anything like that. I never knew it was going to happen. I was sitting in the audience and my best friend Susie Mathers was sitting next to me. She plays Glinda in Wicked at the moment. And so we happened to do Wicked together, and she was asking for someone to sing the other part of For Good, the Elphaba part. So there's a couple of people standing up and she yelled out my name and said, I've got an Elphaba here, and that's how it all happened. So I ended up standing up and, oh my God, I sweat so much over it. I'm like, I'm still getting clammy thinking about it. And went up on stage and, sang with Kristen Chenoweth. It was crazy.
What a moment.
It was insane.
Do you have it on DVD?
I don't. No.
Is it on YouTube?
There's an audio. Someone's got an audio, which thank you for recording that. No, it's very illegal. But someone's got an audio and it's quite magical to listen to for me. I'm like, oh, that's right. That happened.
And now Grease, the musical, is currently playing at Her Majesty's Theatre in Exhibition Street Tuesday to Sunday until the end of March.
Yes.
I was lucky enough to go to opening night and it's a fantastic production. Oh. So please pass on congrats to all the cast.
Thank you, Leo.
It's a really, really great show. For more information, head on to greaseistheword.com.au and to book tickets, tickettech.com.au. Thank you so much for coming in, Gretel.
Thank you, Leo. Much appreciated.
No worries at all. And best of luck for the Melbourne season. And you're going to Perth and Adelaide as well.
Yes,
so
we
best
are.
Best of luck for that. Keep out of the heat, doll.
I know.
Relax. Now, I'm going to play a bit of a special version of You're the One That I Want. Now, this is Olivia and John Travolta, remixed by UK production team Almighty. You probably wouldn't have heard this before.
I don't think I have. I'm excited.
You enjoy. Thanks, Gretel.
Thanks, Leo.
Free service. brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.